Friends, would you not agree that facing our challenges head on, but not alone, is the best way to go? Sounds good to me. Let's think on this today with our upcoming study from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
On Jordan's thorny banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For almost 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Thank you to our Jay Webb for his kind introductions and comments throughout our broadcast, and greetings to all of you that tune in to our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. I want to begin today by telling you about a wonderful working opportunity called Lads to Leaders. You can see their website at lads2leaders.com. That's lads2leaders.com. This is a tool, a work that's used by Churches of Christ, as the mission of Lads to Leaders has always been to develop youth into Christian leaders by offering and using several opportunities for study and serving that congregations may select to use in their local work. There are 9 locations for annual conventions where youth assemble to present lessons, to engage in Bible Bowl competition, song leading, etc., along with recognition for year-long works as well. Each year has a different theme, and the 2023 theme was from the book of Nehemiah, Rise Up and Build. Now that's taken from Nehemiah 2:17-18, which reads, "Then I, that being Nehemiah, said to them, You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste and the gates are burned with fire. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach." Verse 18, "And I told them of the hand of my God which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, Let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work." Now, our lesson today comes from the 2023 Orlando, Florida gathering of Lads to Leaders, where a good young brother by the name of Cooper Chapman delivered his lesson about leadership from Nehemiah. Now, I was privileged to see this via video on a social media feed, and I was quite impressed with his content. So a special thanks to Cooper and his parents, Byron and Vanessa Kelly Chapman. They made this lesson available to our broadcast today, and it is my pleasure to share it with you. So we'll be back in a moment with a leadership lesson from Nehemiah. But first, our Jay Webb.
Friends, you've listened to us over the air and online for years, and now you can see the International Gospel Hour program on our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and put International Gospel Hour in the search engine, and it will take you there. Please subscribe and click on the bell. You'll be notified each time a program is uploaded. It's free. Subscribe on YouTube today.
Again, a thank you to Cooper Chapman, and here is his lesson on leadership lessons from Nehemiah. I want to start off with a simple question. Has anyone ever played with Legos? I would assume that most of us have. I know that even my parents, no matter how old they might be, even played with Legos at some point in their lives. I know a lot of kids my age went through a phase in their lives that involved going to Walmart or Target and buying the first Lego set that caught their eye. I know I would go into these stores like I was some kind of architect ready to put together my next big project. I would get home, and that's when the issues would start rolling in. I'd had everything ready to go, all the pieces and instructions and such. I'd get to the first page of the manual and then have absolutely no clue what I was doing. Maybe here and there I'd get a wall of the structure up, but then one bump and everything would collapse. I would run and get my parents, maybe even my older sisters, just to help me build this one Lego set and its walls. These kind of situations happen. Whether it's building Legos or, as in the book of Nehemiah, building the walls of Jerusalem. Just like when I needed to bring my family together to help me finish my Lego set, some of the greatest leaders in history had to bring people together in order to get things accomplished. One of those leaders was Nehemiah, whose story is one of determination, faith, and the power of teamwork. In Nehemiah 2:17 and 18, we read about Nehemiah's mission to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. The walls had been destroyed for many years, and the city was vulnerable to attack. Nehemiah had a vision to rebuild the walls and protect the city, but he knew he couldn't do it alone. He rallied the people of Jerusalem together and said to them, "You see the trouble we are in? Jerusalem lies in ruins and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and we will no longer be in disgrace." Nehemiah 2:17. Nehemiah's words were powerful because they were both practical and inspirational. He acknowledged the problem they faced, but he also offered a solution. He didn't just say, "We need to rebuild the wall." He said, "Come, let us rebuild the wall." He invited the people to join him in the work, and they responded with enthusiasm. Sometimes the only thing you need to get people motivated is a leader who is inviting. That was Nehemiah. He knew what it would take to get this kind of work done, and he made it happen. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, "That's great for Nehemiah and the people of Jerusalem, but what does that have to do with me?" Well, let me tell you, one of my favorite things about the Bible is the story behind the story. Nehemiah's story is not just a history lesson from the past. It's a lesson for all of us today. One thing we need to ask ourselves is, can we be a leader like Nehemiah? We all face challenges in our lives, whether they're personal or professional, and sometimes those challenges can seem overwhelming. We might look at the situation and think, "There's no way I can do this alone." And when you tell yourself this, you're probably right, but just like Nehemiah, we don't have to do it alone. In fact, the Bible is full of examples of people working together to accomplish great things. Moses had Aaron and Hur to hold up his arms during the battle against the Amalekites, Exodus 17:12. The apostles worked together to spread the gospel throughout the world, Acts 4:32-35. And of course, even Jesus himself wanted to help on his mission. So what did he do? He gathered a group of disciples to help him carry it out. You know what the great thing about all this is? To bring people together and have a team, you don't always have to have a lot of friends. You don't always have to have a lot of family. You don't even have to be rich. How amazing is that? But what we do have to have is God. God can be our best friend, our guide, our leader, and most importantly, our Heavenly Father. And what's really incredible is that He wants to be all of these things. Our God, our Creator, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, wants us to be on His team. How wonderful does that sound? I know I want to be on God's team. Who wants to join me? Today I want to leave you with a thought. Let us try to go through our daily walk facing our challenges head on, but not alone. Let us overcome them together. Let us remember the examples that are displayed for us in the Bible and learn from them, build off of them, and realize that we can't go through this battle alone. We've all tried it. It doesn't work. As it says in Ecclesiastes 4:9-12, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. So let me ask you one more time. Can we be a leader like Nehemiah? I'll go ahead and answer that for you. Yes! Yes, we can. But once again, not alone. Let us be leaders together on God's team. Because on God's team, no wall is too difficult to overcome. Thank you again, Cooper Chapman. And thank you, Byron and Vanessa, for submitting this lesson that we can use today on the International Gospel Hour. That's an awesome lesson, and we appreciate that and look forward to great things in the kingdom from Cooper in years to come. Dear friends, when we think about, as Cooper termed it, being on God's team, being part of the church we read of in the New Testament, that's what they did on the day of Pentecost. They were simply added to the church. They believed in God, no doubt. They were there on a feast at Pentecost. And believing in God commanded by the Christ in John 8:24. And then when we believe in Christ, what did they do on the day of Pentecost? Well, they repented of their sins. That's the first thing Peter told them to do. You've got a pricked heart in verse 37. Well, change that heart in verse 38. Repent. Change of decision resulting in a change of direction. And then when they confess Christ, as Jesus commanded in Matthew 10:32 and 33, and then they were baptized into Christ. They that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Acts 2, verse 41. Verse 42 tells us how they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. They were added to the church. I guess you could say they were added to God's team. And when we're added to the church, we are to walk faithful unto death, Revelation 2 and verse 10, to be his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. What an awesome leadership lesson from Nehemiah. And how grateful once again we are for the Chapman family. Now, friends, I'm going to pause and let's study about how to be a better leader. Here is our free in-home Bible study and our Jay Webb with the details.
Friends, the International Gospel Hour offers for free a Bible study course available by mail. That's right. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. It's free. Give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, Home Study. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Home Study in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things that be of God.
And friends, we want to hear from you, and we'd love to send you that free Bible study course available by mail. We'd also like to hear from you if you'd like to write us. We're P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee, 37334. That's International Gospel Hour, P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee, 37334. And again, you can also write us at info@internationalgospelhour.com. We appreciate your interest, again, in the things that be of God, and thankful we could enjoy this study today from the book of Nehemiah. And we will continue our studies together at another time. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, as always, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory. And we hope that our study today will draw you closer to his word to walk in his way. To listen to it again or other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.